Well, good evening. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being, because we have with us on the line Elizabeth Border, who's written a couple of books, excellent books. We'll tell you a little bit more about them later on, but part of one of the books deals with the chemtrails. What are the chemtrails? What do we really know about the chemtrails? Is this imaginary? Are people who see the chemtrails there the same ones who imagine that, you know, they're black helicopters? We see a lot of pictures up on the internet of chemtrails. They look just like contrails to me. A lot of them do. But is there really something happening? Is somebody really spraying the American people, and not just the American people, but peoples all throughout the world? And then, of course, has a program of disinformation to confuse the people about what's going on. Well, with that as a background, Elizabeth, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's always an honor and a privilege to be on your program.
Well, it's good to have you with us. And I think that people have to understand that right now we're having some problems with our shortwave transmission. Hopefully it'll be picking up here. We'll either get this straightened out or get a new time. Our evening transmission seems to be going very well, but this hour is not going well, and large parts of the country are being blacked out, and yet large parts of the country really are picking it up. So don't be discouraged, Elizabeth. And then we have so many listeners on the internet and then through stations across America. So people are out there listening, and we're going to be talking about chemtrails. After studying this, what have you decided? What is really going on, and why are they doing it, and why aren't they telling the American people if what they're doing is good?
Well, as you say, we question, are the long, lingering, unusual formations we see in the sky really innocuous, or are they an ominous aspect of the Brotherhood of Darkness's emerging worldwide culture of death? And it may be instructive for the listeners to hear a quote from Air Force Secretary James G. Roche during his October 2002 speech at the Conference on the Law and Policy Relating to National Security Activities in Outer Space. Roche stated the following, quote, "Space capabilities are integrated with and affect every link in the kill chain." Now, on this program tonight, I'd like to address some of the latest information on what chemtrails are and who is doing them. And as you say, the first question really, Dr. Stan, is, are chemtrails real? And I happened to listen to a very good program that you had with Jerry Smith. And I believe on that program you told of a personal experience with some of the filaments coming down, and a person who worked for you brought them to you in a bag?
Yes, that's right, and I've actually seen them. We've got pictures of the trees that, you know, it looked almost like a Christmas tree, but they were spraying that morning, and these had drifted down, and we actually had them, the filaments. There's no question at all that the chemtrails are real. But there is so much disinformation that's being put out. First of all, you've got to convince people they're real. And then the question is, why are they doing it? And I have gotten a story from at least three separate sources. Oh, the government is doing this to protect you. They're putting a vaccine in this, and it's going to protect your health. This was told to people within the military, at least two separate places across America. Another pilot told me this, that he had actually been told this by people within the military. I don't believe it at all. But of course, they have to tell you something, because they can't tell you the truth. We'll be back here in just a moment with Elizabeth here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Our guest this afternoon is Elizabeth Porter. We're going to be talking about some of the things that she has in her book. And now the title, is that Patriot's Warning, Elizabeth? Elizabeth? Elizabeth, are you there? Well, I hope we didn't lose Elizabeth some way.
Oh.
Yes, Elizabeth, are you there?
Oh, yes, I am.
Well, see, those who snooze lose. No, we don't stop here. The break is simply to let some of our stations go and then bring other stations on board.
Well, I do apologize. I was used to Genesis, and what I went to find, I think, is very important. When we're talking about the chemtrails being real, I went to just see that Jim Mars had posted an article that was an excellent article by Amy Worthington. And in my book, Patriot's Warning 2, I have a lot of data from Amy Worthington of the Idaho Observer about the various components of the chemtrail, such as barium, aluminum. And at any rate, Jim Mars had this, I believe, on, we took it off the internet on March the 9th, and Amy Worthington's article was February 28th, 2005. So I'd like to get into that a little bit. Amy Worthington's article, it was originally titled Chemtrails and Terror in the Age of Nuclear War.
All right, fine. I think for our listeners out there, the chemtrails are real. And how do we know they're real? Well, first of all, because a number of people have actually seen these planes. They're not flying from point A to point B. They're going from point A to point B, back to point A, back to point B, and just crisscrossing the sky and laying out sort of a trail behind them, which then begins to consolidate, and the sky begins to get just a little sort of, it looks like it's just a little bit dirty, like there's a film up there, the haze up high. And of course, many people have actually taken pictures. These are tankers, and they've actually been able to track them. They would appear to be either CIA or some off government agency. They're not necessarily military planes, but they're equipped to spray. And the question is, what in heaven's name are they doing? And if this is something good, why won't they admit it to the American people? Now, these reports are coming in from all over the world, and you'll see them on specific days. There's a major difference between a contrail, and you'll see that up in the sky, and then the chemtrails, where the plane is flying back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. There may be several of them there, and of course they are spraying specific areas. They're laying a haze in the sky. And of course, why are they doing it? Well, we're going to tell you a lot of things that you've never heard before right here at Radio Liberty. All right, well, our guest this afternoon is Elizabeth Porter. Her book is Patriot's Warning, and there are actually two books, and I think it's good because you can read one book, and then you'll certainly want to read the second book. But in the second book, she gets into the background of chemtrails, and she's telling us some up-to-date information that's come about. Would you like to touch on that, please, Elizabeth?
Yes, and since you brought up the subject to pursue whether they're real or not, everything you said is valid to the observer. And another thing, many observers have noticed that in normal contrails, there should be a little gap behind the plane, and the contrail disappears within minutes, usually. But when you see the spraying operations, there is no gap behind the plane, and sometimes you will see breaks in the spraying where it's interrupted. So even as I am giving this interview, we're under a very heavy deluge of it. And I'd like to ask this, if chemtrails are not real, why did Representative Dennis Kucinich, in the Space Preservation Act of 2001, say this, that the Space Preservation Act was intended to ban space deployment of the following: electronic, psychotronic, and information weaponry, high-altitude, ultra-low-frequency weapons, plasma, electromagnetic, some land ultrasonic weapons, laser weapons, strategic, theater, tactical, or extraterrestrial weapons, chemical, biological, environmental, climate, or tectonic weapons, and listen to the last one, chemtrails.
And so, of course, Representative Kucinich would have access to restricted, and this information is classified. They don't want the American people to know, and you can tell they're real because if you go up on the web page and you begin pulling down some of these old pictures that are up there, a lot of it is, frankly, government disinformation to confuse you, because you look at this, what they call a chemtrail, And it's obvious it's a contrail. Anybody with an ounce of intelligence knows this is nothing abnormal at all. We've seen these for years. But there are others, of course, that occasionally will actually get the pictures that show you these contrails. And, of course, they've analyzed the material, and it's barium and aluminum, and even in some of them there's tungsten. But what is really so interesting is that some of the researchers have actually got into the government documents where they readily admit among themselves, not for us common people, but really for the elite, exactly what they're doing, or at least one of the things that they're doing. So pick up the story from there, Elizabeth.
Yes, and Amy Worthington stated that this item was later stricken in a later version, and this suggests that duress was put upon Dennis Kucinich, that he couldn't really pursue this. And as you say, this suggests sort of a powerlessness by the people. We can't really get to these clandestine, covert operations. We can't really get to the heart of the matter. And as we move on there, my book has two important letters. And I'd also give this precedent, too. I believe I've heard you speak about some other things that were held back from the American people, like the Tuskegee and the plutonium experiments.
Oh, well, there's so many experiments that have been held back. Of course, we do have what's known as the Rockefeller Committee report put out by the Veterans Administration that covers many of the experiments in the past. But, of course, it doesn't tell you about what's going on today. But the plutonium experiments, where they went into the orphanages and they fed children there cornflakes laced with plutonium and other things laced with plutonium just to see how it would destroy their bodies. And it destroyed the bodies of a lot of these children, and nobody was ever held responsible. Nobody was ever held responsible for their effort to kill 400 black men who had syphilis, and they were withholding them, doing everything they could to block them from getting treated, but to see if they could get away with that. What would they do to the entire American public? And I would believe that chemtrails are just one of the many things that are being done today. And, of course, we cover much of that in my video called None Dare Call It Genocide. But pick up the story of what you've been able to uncover as far as chemtrails, Elizabeth.
Well, I certainly will get into that, and I want to mention these letters. There was a series of letters from a man named John H. Ray written to his congressman, Philip M. Crane, and these letters complained over and over that the letters went unanswered. And then on page 76 of my book is another letter, and this was a landmark letter from retired Joint Chiefs of Staff Action Officer Alexander Cuppet to General John P. Jumper, who was then the commander of the Air Combat Command. And I'd like to quote just a little bit from this letter because I think it's very important. Here was a citizen trying to stand up against this. In the letter, we also learn something now about the background. Who's doing this? Is it just American? Is it worldwide? What is going on? And we have all heard about the Law of the Seas Treaty, which again is rearing its ugly head, which may put us more and more under the United Nations. But we have another treaty, TOS. And Al Cuppet says to General John P. Jumper, in the event you aren't familiar with TOS particulars, be advised that Presidents Bush and Clinton put these abominable counter-U.S. sovereignty TOS agreements in place, legally or otherwise, ostensibly to ensure our compliance with START agreements. Such pretenses were nothing but a public consumption conspiracy, as is the TOS compliance modified EC-135 squadron based at Offutt Air Force Base. The clandestine purpose of the TOS, rather than to certify U.S. treaty compliance at U.S. military bases, was to allow United Nations foreign pilots to overfly without restrictions or hindrance the American populace operating in several modes. And after a while in the letter, Cuppet continues, for at least 8 years, TOS aircraft choppers have been conducting pernicious biochemical warfare operations all over the USA. I maintain hundreds of reports, many first person, as do other military retirees, including retired flag officers, of numerous attacks on our population over both cities and rural areas. People are being surreptitiously sickened and, yes, killed as a result of these, quote, spraying operations.
But Elizabeth, does he have any proof of that? That's a very, very a strong statement. But as with so many of the things, is there any proof of that? If that's true, why aren't there more people dying? See, this is where we get into problems with...
Yes, and we have the indication that many people are dying. Later in the book, Jim Mars talks about, I will get into that, how he talks about he never saw so many respiratory deaths, the funeral director in Texas. Let me just jump ahead a little bit to that. Will Thomas also. On page 30... in his article, Chemtrails Over America, Issue 4, June 14, 1999, Will Thomas, whom you've interviewed several times, and he's the author of All Fall Down and the Gulf War Veteran Advocate, he says, quote, more and more symptoms reported after repeated chemtrails exposure resemble the mycoplasma-induced disorders associated with Gulf War illness, including aching joints, extreme fatigue, and short-term memory loss. And
but does he have any proof at all that the people actually are infected with mycoplasma? That's the problem. We can make the generalizations, and I've heard people tell me that they got sick after the spraying, but certainly...
Well, I'd like to give you an example.
Okay, fine.
The spraying was very, very heavy in 1999, and at Easter of that year, my husband got very, very, very ill with double pneumonia, and then I followed suit, and it was mycoplasmic. It was tested, and we've been under a heavy spraying for quite a long time. And later that fall, sometimes gushing nosebleeds are affected with some of these metals, like the barium, I believe, and my husband had a great gushing nosebleed at work. And you know, I think we have to count some of this anecdotal evidence along with what has been found, because we can't get the laboratories to do anything. We had the EPA in Ohio, Clifford Carnicom, at his wonderful site. He has so much information, and he has a wonderful DVD called Aerosol Crimes, Preview 2004, and I believe he has updated that with some more. At any rate, we know that people had gotten samples, and they took them to the Ohio EPA, and they stonewalled for 2 years. And finally, they said they just really couldn't analyze this sample because it was unsolicited.
Well, I think that what we have to understand is that some people within the government know what this is about. And basically, there's a long-range plan that really, a lot of this came from Edward Teller. And if you go to Clifford Connickin's very excellent website, and there are a few websites up there that are legitimate. There are many, actually, I believe that probably CIA or intelligence agencies of one sort that are there for disinformation. And as you read through them, you come to the conclusion, this can't be true, that this is just total exaggeration. But Clifford Carnicom, I think, has done an excellent job. And that's carnicom.com. And go to his website, get his material. And I think he's really very valid, as I think Will Thomas is, and is Jerry Smith, the three people, and we've interviewed them all. But apparently, there was a concern about global warming. And one of the things they felt, and Edward Teller suggested, is if we could spray the atmosphere, the stratosphere, and create a film there, we could reflect the rays of the sun and of course, stop the process of global warming. At least this was ostensibly the idea. Now, the one problem with this is, well, yes, you might very well reflect the rays of the sun, but would you also perhaps have this as a greenhouse effect, and actually what you would do would be to trap the heat in underneath this film. Apparently, the spraying really is barium and aluminum, and it's been analyzed. It's various substances. Sometimes there's even tungsten in this, titanium, actually, within this, which is very, very, can be very, very reflective. And so they were actually spraying the atmosphere as an umbrella. This was one of the things, this is one of the ideas, or at least one of the justifications for this. And you can actually go into government documents, you'll actually see the discussion of this long-range plan. But of course, they're not going to tell the American people, because there may very well be other purposes behind this. We'll be back in just a moment here with Elizabeth as we evaluate chemtrails.
Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City? Well, a very important video is the cover-up in Oklahoma City. It really consists of film clips that were actually taken from video footage shot during the first 2 or 3 days after the bombing. And you'll actually hear the commentators in Oklahoma City talking about the second bomb, the third bomb that had been disarmed. Now, if they were actually disarming bombs there, why didn't we hear that throughout the rest of the country? You'll actually hear an interview with one of the gentlemen who was in the Murrah building at the time that the bomb went off, and he had time then to jump underneath his desk before the glass blew in from outside. Obviously, there were two bombs, one inside, one outside. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox, the fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine. But those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like the corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Tierney. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done: get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Have you ever... Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Elizabeth Porter. She's written 2 books, actually. It's called Patriot's Warning 1 and Patriot's Warning 2. Elizabeth, would you like to go ahead and tell people how they can get copies of your book?
And, of course, as we mentioned before, Patriot's Warning 1 includes the wonderful story of the Flight 93 Bible and many things about September 11th and other things. Listeners can get the set of books by writing a check for $27 postpaid, making it out to PFI, P as in Paul, F as in Frank, I as in Integrity, and mail it off to P.O. Box 181, Kutztown, Pennsylvania, and that's spelled K-U-T-Z-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, And the zip code is 19530. So once again, that's a check for $27 to PFI, sent to P.O. Box 181, Kutztown, Pennsylvania, 19530. And I'd like to say that I believe when Al Cuppet was writing his important letter to General Jumper, he didn't mean that people would be instantly killed. He went on to say that these operational sorties also feature, among other pathogens, hepatitis, upper respiratory irritants, and so forth. And I believe that Will Thomas also documents Pseudomonas, and I don't remember the name after it. As a doctor, you may know it better than I do. But there's an upper respiratory bug that's something like Pseudomonas sorrentis, something like that, Dr. Steen?
Well, I know which one you're speaking of, but the thing is, I just wish that they would have some documentation from this, from a chemical analysis or bacteriological analysis. And I really, what we need, of course, are more official documents, and there are official documents that are available. And we're putting out a new 4-tape set with my interviews with a woman locally here named Inka, and she actually gives you the references to the government websites that talk about the reality of the spraying programs. And actually, we have actually pulled these down. I can guarantee that they are real. There's no question that this is a government program. Now,
that would be wonderful to have those. Now, as far as the treaty, that is a real treaty, the TOS agreement, I believe, is it not, that the UN pilots can overfly?
Well, it may very well be, but I'm really very curious. Now, do we have any documentation that on the original statement by Kucinich, Congressman Kucinich, that he mentioned chemtrails and then it was pulled off? Or, in other words, is this? Does anybody have a copy of his original statement? Has anybody contacted him to find out why they changed that?
We have the law itself quoted in my book with chemtrails on it. The Space Preservation Act itself.
Oh, you actually have a copy of the act then?
I believe so.
Okay, because I think it's so important that we have the original documentation, so that when people come along and say, here's this congressman talking about, the chemtrails, that we can actually show them that this indeed is so.
Well, it actually is an act, and it has a number on it. People can look in my book and see the actual number. Might take me a while to hunt for it.
Well, don't hunt for it at the present time. We don't have time for that, but I just hope that have you actually been up on the website and got the law?
I don't know. My husband did the research part.
Then we'll have to get after him.
I think he did.
I'm so sorry. And I just hope that the law then specifies the chemtrail aspect. There's no question that the chemtrails are real. And there's no question that they're spraying various things.
Okay, here we go. Yes, my husband got it. It's on page 60 and 61 of my book. It's H.R. 2977, Section 7, Definitions. And this is absolutely essential reading matter for each citizen to know about.
All right. And could you just
we have all of the provisions right from the law.
And could you just repeat what that would be?
Okay. That, again, the name of it, H.R. 2977, Section 7, Definitions, and it begins a little bit in this act. Number 1, the term space means all space extending upward from an altitude greater than 60 kilometers above the surface of the Earth and any celestial body in space. Then 2 goes into the terms weapon and weapon system mean a device capable of any of the following. And then they get into the definitions of a weapon, including ELF, extremely low frequency, ultra low frequency, ULF, and so forth, and they get into inflicting death or injury on or damaging or destroying a person.
And do they mention specifically chemtrails?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
See, that's the important thing.
It's
they mention
down under
chemtrails.
Part B, such terms include exotic weapon systems such as, number 1, electronic, psychotronic, or information weapons. I read those earlier.
Right.
Chemtrails.
And chemtrails, is that specifically?
It's right there. It's a word by itself.
All right, wonderful. We'll be back in just a moment right here with Elizabeth Porter. And we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
We have a brand new video today on the Oklahoma City bombing. It's called Oklahoma, What Really Happened. And of course, it consists of a lot of never-before-seen video footage. Now, it was seen in Oklahoma City immediately following the bombing of the Murrah Building, but blacked out across America. And in this footage, you're going to see the commentators talking about the other bombs that were in the building at the time of the initial bombing. We're told, of course, that Timothy McVeigh acted independently. And we're told many things by the media, but wherein does the truth lie? Oklahoma City, What Really Happened, it will give you the opportunity to see long suppressed video footage of what really transpired. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for Oklahoma City, What Really Happened.
Have you ever wondered whether you're really getting the truth? Thought that maybe somebody's controlling your reality? Well, there's going to be a meeting. It's going to be held at the Westin Hotel over by Great America. It's going to be on May 28th and 29th, and it's going to be at the Conspiracy Conference. Now, if you'd like to know more about the Conspiracy Conference, call 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999. This is the fifth exciting year they've had this. Dick Gregory is going to be there, Nick Begich. There's going to be Daniel Hopsicker, Jack McLam. I'm going to have a booth, although I'll not be speaking. You're going to see really the contrast between good and evil. The Conspiracy Conference is a great educational opportunity. We hope that many of you will give serious consideration to going May 28th, 29th. That's 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999.
Are you concerned about your child's future? Well, it starts with a sound education. VHM provides for that cornerstone of your child's future with a quality education founded on biblical principles. Our school sets high academic goals while developing moral standards. From preschool through eighth grade, your child is taught by experienced and credentialed teachers in all subjects, including our dynamic music program and state-of-the-art computer classes. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." For over 50 years, VHM Christian School has provided peace of mind to parents knowing their children are receiving an excellent education in a loving environment. VHM is located at 427 Capitola Road Extension in Santa Cruz. Won't you call us today at 475-4762? That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762. Doesn't your child deserve a chance to try VHM?
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Elizabeth Vorder. Her book is called Patriot's Warning, and we're talking about chemtrails. And this is a very, very real thing. It's not imaginary. There's a lot of false information out there, but I have no question that the chemtrails are real and that they're being used for many, many purposes. I don't think it's all simply spraying to try to counter the effect of global warming, although that is one that the government puts out in their official documents, and we do actually have access to those official documents, and many of those are covered in my interview with Inka, and we actually went up on the various websites he mentioned, and sure enough, we get these official government documents that admit they are actually spraying in an effort to counter, of course, the global warming aspect. So give us a call if you have a question for Elizabeth. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And incidentally, if you are listening to us on the internet, pardon me, on shortwave at 15120, that's 15120, please give us a call. You can just call our 888-24-LIBERTY number, 888-24-LIBERTY number. We want to hear where, what parts of the country that is coming in on. So that's, if you are listening on 15120, why, please give us a call here. You don't have to go on the air, but we would really like to hear from you. So then, of course, Elizabeth, now, as you analyze this, you feel that there may very well be some chemical, some bacteriological things in this, and certainly I've heard the these stories from other people that whenever they brain, why they seem to come down with severe upper respiratory symptoms. In some instances, why, as in yours and your husband's, mycoplasma infection. Now, for people who don't know, mycoplasma is a very, very strange infection. It was used actually experimentally by the Germans during the Second World War. We had never seen this pneumonia here in the United States until after the CIA brought many of these German scientists to the United States after the Second World War under Operation Paperclip. At the same time, they were helping many of the most vicious Nazi war criminals escape to South America. You need to understand Operation Paperclip. The German scientists came here, they continued working with mycoplasma, and they have made it very, very pathogenic. In other words, ordinarily, it really didn't affect people badly. It was there, it was a very, very small bacterium without necessarily a cell wall. And then, of course, by genetically modifying this, they've been able to put onto this a molecule that comes from the cell wall of HIV. And so you actually have a genetically modified mycoplasma, which now becomes increasingly pathogenic. And we see many mycoplasma infections, and they can infect the lung and the heart. They can even infect the central nervous system and produce diseases very similar to multiple sclerosis. But why would they be spraying something like that here in this country? Or is there another agenda? Well, we've got Liz calling in from Sacramento. Hi, Liz. Did you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, and I'll take the answer off the air. My name is Liz, and I'm calling from Sacramento. Where are the environmentalists in all this?
Well, who do you think finances the environmentalists, Liz?
Oh, yeah, I understand now. I got it.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Thanks. And I think that the answer to that question, well, first of all, Elizabeth, what would your response be to Liz? She wants to know where the environmental movement is.
Well, I believe everything is hamstrung because we saw that EPA in Ohio, the refusal to take an unsolicited sample. Dr. Stan, I think you're getting to the heart of the matter, that this is a much bigger thing. It's a much bigger covert operation with multiple purposes. And according to Clifford Carnicom, on the aerosol crimes video, he came up with five: environmental modification and control. And I'd have to agree with you that I think that may be partial disinformation, even coming from the government site, because of all the teller connections. Really, it's heating the earth up more, according to some authorities.
And I think that's absolutely right, and people don't understand that. And then they say, gee, look, we've got global warming, we've got to have to do something about it. It may very well, but the government
is actually creating the problem. It just moves the agenda on further.
Right.
And the second point of Carnicom was electromagnetic operations, three, military operations, biological ops, planetary and geophysical change itself. And then the other intrepid researcher, Amy Worthington, the one recommended by Jim Mars, she has 4 points, and I think they're worthy of us listening to. First point is, at least part of the aerosol project has been dubbed Operation Cloverleaf 7, probably due to its multifaceted operations, which include weather modification, military communications, space weapons development, ozone and global warming research, plus biological weaponry and detection testing. Two, dumping tons of particulate matter from aircraft has geoengineered our planetary atmosphere into a highly charged electrical conductive plasma. Now, I think this is very important. Clifford Carnicom has developed this idea that they've actually made our atmosphere into being a plasma conductor, and we know that that can disrupt communications, our shortwave radio programs. The government can really do a lot of things with this, can they not?
Certainly. Okay.
And then the rest of that point, she mentions that we do have our air now laden with asbestos-sized synthetic fibers and toxic metals, including barium salts, aluminum, and reportedly radioactive thorium-9. And so we also hear things that, of course, this is called a conspiracy theory. If we have the population reduction ideal, are our lungs being prepared for the bird flu?
Well, that's, of course, a very serious question. Certainly, they're putting an awful lot of time and effort in to frighten the American people into thinking that an influenza epidemic with the bird flu is imminent, despite the fact it's only on one or two occasions so far, I think two occasions so far, spread from human to human. It spread from animals, from the birds to humans. But you don't have to worry. The government has a program. And
that's
we actually
right.
have the documentation that they are actually have gotten this H5N1 virus, the avian, this very lethal avian virus, and they're growing it in human influenza virus, so it'll be communicable to human beings. Well, they just say, we just want to see what's going to happen. We're just going to go ahead and grow it here in the laboratory, and, oh, shucks, if it gets out of the laboratory, that's your problem. And many of the people in this article we have from the Wall Street Journal are saying, this is a frightening thing to contemplate. Why? What happens if it gets out of the laboratory? Well, we do know what happened with Lyme disease, and everything points to the fact that Lyme disease was an entirely new disease that was developed at a place called Plum Island, Lab 257. We have a book on that. And, of course, Plum Island is just across the inlet from a place in Connecticut called Lyme, Connecticut, where the first cases of Lyme disease occurred, and now Lyme disease is all across America, with between 1 and 2 million Americans infected, and the government is doing everything they can to block investigation of the cause or what can be done to treat it. And you have to ask yourself why. I would like to, though, address what Liz from Sacramento had raised, the point, why isn't the environmentalist involved? Well, the environmentalists aren't involved with this issue. I mean, at least the leadership. I'm sure there are a lot of honest-to-goodness people, environmentalists, who are concerned about our pure air and pure water and preserving our forests, and I am as well. But, of course, what the average environmentalist doesn't understand is the force behind the environmental movement is the mass media. The force behind the environmental movement are the great tax-exempt foundations. The force behind the environmental movement is the great corporations, and they are funding all of this movement. And, of course, they can get it to do whatever they want. And the last thing they would want them to do would be to concerned about the fact that they're putting poison into our water. And they're putting hydrofluosilicic acid into our water that contains fluoride and lead and arsenic and polonium-20 and cadmium. That is what they're adding to water, about 90% of the areas that are fluoridated. That's what they're putting in. And the Environmental Protection Agency refuses to address the issue, and the environmentalists refuse to address the issue. Why? Because this is a terribly toxic substance, and it's destroying the minds and bodies of our people. And if you want to verify that, you need to get the material we have on water fluoridation. But they're doing the same thing with mercury and aspartame and with aluminum in the vaccine, so many of the other things. And the environmentalists aren't involved because their leaders are doing exactly what they're paid to do. Create an issue about non-existent problems like the spotted owl, and ignoring the very real problems that are going to result in the destruction of America. America is under attack today, and the average American has no idea, and find it difficult to believe this could be going on, because if it were, wouldn't the government be there to protect us? Well, remember what Ronald Reagan said about the men we abandoned after the First World War and the Second World War and Korea and Vietnam. He said, a government that will betray its fighting men will eventually betray its citizens. And what he didn't add is, because there's a really dark and sinister evil force working at the highest levels of our society, parallel with the Christian movement. There are two movements, the Christian and the evil. The trouble is that the good people aren't speaking out against the organized evil that's there, which really does dominate the great foundations, really does dominate the environmental movement. The power of the environmental movement has never been its own power. The power of the environmental movement has always been the power of the media, the power of the foundations, the power of the corporations, and of the government agencies that are financing the environmental movement to create pressure to get the government agencies to do exactly what it wants. And that is, of course, to enact so much legislation that eventually they will destroy the economic viability of our nation and ultimately destroy the nation. We are under attack today. And the average individual has no idea. Elizabeth, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, and what you're saying there about the government, point five on Amy Worthington's article says, who's doing this? The multi-organizational megalith perpetrating all this includes the Department of Defense, DARPA, the Department of Energy, private defense contractors, and we mustn't forget those pharmaceutical companies, and the cooperating governments of other nations, and probably some UN agencies. And in my book, I documented an article from the internet in which someone from Croatia noted that the spraying operations began there one day after Croatia joined the Partnership for Peace. And I find that rather interesting. And the article thought that NATO was also connected with this. So we know that people in Canada have been subjected to all of this. We know that it is pretty much worldwide, is it not?
Yes, it is. And it's happening all throughout the world. And if you go up on the internet, and it's well worthwhile going up, be very, very careful that you don't get trapped into some of these disinformation websites. But there are some excellent websites up there put by people who have really approached this very scientifically. And there is no question it's a real phenomenon. And it has multi-facets. It has multi-purposes.
Yes, Clifford Carnicom, one of his most interesting things, I think, that he has looked into is the ELF frequencies, the extremely low electromagnetic frequencies, and the idea, the possibility of mind control. He had an article, I remember one time, that said the human antenna, and I believe that he found a lot of this electromagnetic radiation was at the same frequency as the human brain. Doesn't that give us cause to think when we know what Brzezinski said years ago about controlling the population with mind control?
Well, I think that, of course, that we've known for a long time that this very low frequency can have an effect on the mind. It can have an effect on the body, too. And, of course, why would they be doing these experiments? Well, they want to control the population, and everything really goes along that direction. Why would you fluoridate the water? Because the Germans knew during the Second World War, and anybody who doesn't want to get documentation on that, go up on the internet and look up for Mr. Perkins, P-E-R-K-I-N-S, and water fluoridation, and he was sent there right after the Second World War to evaluate what I.G. Farben was doing, and he wrote back and said, look, they were experimenting with the use of water fluoridation in the prison camps and, of course, in the occupied areas of where the Nazis occupied, because they found that water fluoridation would make the people more docile and more easy to control. And, of course, the Soviets used that in the Gulag. And the fact that that is not known here in the United States is simply a reflection of the degree of control that today exists over what the American people think. Today, one of the most popular drugs that is being used to quiet down people who have emotional problems is something called Prozac. What's the active ingredient in Prozac and Zoloft and all these other psychotropic drugs? Why, it's a fluoride compound. They know the impact of fluoride on the brain, and that's why they put it in your toothpaste. That's why they put it in your drinking water. That's why they spray it onto your food. And if you don't believe that this is what's intended, we'll take you back to something that came out in 1962 called Man and His Future. Was a CBIS symposium, and we have it, a book, where they talked about how they were going to add things to our salt and to our food to make the people more malleable and, of course, to decrease fertility. And fertility rates are falling dramatically in America. And we actually have where they're talking about these scientists, these elitists, looking how we're going to control the common folks. And they wanted to put things in the salt and put things in the water to control us. It's all there. If you want the documentation, I'll be glad to get you the pages from the book or even send them to you. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
This is so diabolical. And, you know, part of my book is a diary, and I tell my own feelings toward what I see and what we experience. And I'd just like to read a slight bit here from February 19th. It said, chemtrails began in late morning and by 2:05 had spread widely. There was a pattern that looked like the vertical fingers of a hand that then began spreading out. By 3:12, the sky was completely under a thick cover. At 6 o'clock, shopping in a nearby town, we began to smell soot. By 7 o'clock, as we returned home, the soot was so extreme it reminded me of when, as a child, I got right up next to our coal furnace. I have been having small nosebleeds again. I was known for almost never having a nosebleed as a child or an adult, so it seems significant to me that since 1999 I have begun to have them. Of course, my husband's emergency nosebleed in 1999, at peak time for chemtrails activity, was quite serious. And here I go on to tell the one paragraph that Jim Mars reported on that same winter that I wrote that in my diary. Quote, worrisome was the report from the owner of a large funeral home near Dallas-Fort Worth, who said deaths this February were twice as high as the same time last year, with no sign of waning. Most of these were elderly persons suffering from respiratory ailments. Doctors report an increasing number of respiratory ailments. One pharmacist I know told me he had not seen such widespread respiratory problems in his more than 30 years of experience. And I think this calls for a groundswell of people to pray and to take action, because we can't have something this mammoth destroying mankind. The Georgia Guidestones, I know when you spoke, Dr. Stan, so eloquently about them on Megiddo 2, which all your listeners should buy, this just symbolizes the whole operation, does it not?
It sure does. We're out of time. Thank you so very much, Elizabeth. Once more, get out that
telephone number. I don't have the phone number right here with me, but they can write to P.O. Box 181, Kutztown, Pennsylvania, 19530, and send $27 to PFI.
Bye-bye.
Our 4-tape set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination, a 2-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of an American president, and then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out, and if you listen to this 4-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
Leading edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and if you're out there across America, you're listening to us on shortwave, please call us at 888-24-LIBERTY. That's 888-24-LIBERTY. Certainly, if you're not listening on shortwave, we don't want you to call, but if you're listening on shortwave, we want to see if this new frequency is reaching people. We've had probably 50 to 100 calls from people who can't get the program, but if you are getting the program, please call us at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and you don't have to go on the air. Just talk to the person or leave a message on the answering machine so we'll know the areas that are getting the program. So if you're listening on 15120 on shortwave, give us a call. And then, of course, we certainly want to remind you that you can get the book we talked about in the first hour, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. You can get the book. You can get a 4-tape set, or we'll be glad to send you a letter, the newsletter on the Economic Hitman. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time I have to remind you, Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we really depend upon those of you out in the listening audience who agree that there's a problem to get in touch with us. And, of course, we do have, you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or you can subscribe to the newsletter. We'd be glad to send you a free copy of the newsletter. And if you'd like a free copy of our newsletter on the Economic Hitman, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 or 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And ask for the January newsletter. We'll be glad to get it to you. And then, of course, copy that newsletter and get it out. And you may very well want to get the book, Confessions of Economic Hitman. You may want to get the 4-tape set on Economic Hitman. And let people understand what's really going on in the world and why nations throughout the world hate our country. At one time, everybody loved America. Everybody wanted to come here. But we have, because of the policies of the corporatocracy that Joseph Perkins talks about, we've engendered the hatred of people throughout the Muslim world, throughout Latin America, throughout Asia, and it may very well be that soon America will be standing alone against the rest of the world economically and militarily. Let me then, of course, suggest if you enjoyed our program on chemtrails, you might very well want to get our 4-tape set on chemtrails. We have an overview of chemtrails, and we're putting together a chemtrails update 2005, and it's a process of being put together now. And it will give you the latest information now. The traditional tape on chemtrails is available. If you want to get the updated tape, you can order it, but it may not be available for a week or two. But there will be interviews with Clifford Connicum and Inga and other people who really have done a lot of work. Jerry Smith has done a lot of work on the chemtrails, and you want to have that information at your fingertips. And don't get misled by all the disinformation and confusion that's specifically being put out. Let me point out, if you really want to put things into their proper perspective, you need to get our 4-tape set on population control, or our video on population control, or our population control agenda monograph. And of course, you can get that off the internet by at radioliberty.com. If you'd like a free copy, if you get anything at all from us, the Confessions of Economic Hitman or a tape set or a video, and you request the a free copy of the Population Control Agenda monograph, we'll be glad to send it to you. We do have an interesting new video. Well, new as of last November. It's called the Nundare College Genocide, and it's sort of an overview of all the things they're doing to destroy the health of the American people. And we go into the background of Vioxx. Probably close to 100,000 people have died from this type of drug, and they knew, of course, that, well, they knew before Vioxx even went on the market, that it increased the heart attack risk sevenfold, 700% increase in heart attack risk, and they didn't warn the doctors, and they didn't warn the patients, and of course they recently had some hearings. Of course they packed the entire panel. There were 10 people on there who were on the payroll of the drug companies, and you'd never guess what happened. There were 32 people on the panel. By a one vote margin, they voted to put Vioxx back on the market, and people are dying every day because the hundreds and hundreds of people right here in the United States, and the FDA knows what they're doing, and the NIH knows what they're doing, and the CDC knows what they're doing. The one thing is, they don't want you to know. And that is, of course, going to be the substance of one of our future newsletters. If you'd like a copy, of course, to verify what I'm saying, of Dr. David Graham's testimony, you can find it on the internet, or you can get it from us at Radio Liberty. We're glad to send that to you free of charge. Check out what we say. Find out if it's documentable. And if it is, understand that no man's life or family are safe. Again, the video, Nundare Color Genocide, or Bill Sardi's excellent video. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because we're on the front lines of this battle against organized evil. And until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.